It was a damp, dark night when Elizabeth was sitting on a crooked stool that had nearly fell to bits. She started to fall asleep on a wet, colourful cloth. She suddenly felt a bit of a wiggle, so she went to go and have a peeky look. With her humongous eyes, Elizabeth saw a pair of soggy, squelchy goggles. Then she saw a lovely, handsome man that she saw on the top of the hill on Christmas Day. The handsome man glanced around and he had seen Elizabeth staring into his shiny blue eyes. Elizabeth started to climb out of the dusty window that she hasn't opened for a while, although she opened it on Christmas Day to see that handsome young man for the first time. When she got out of the window, she had a bad feeling that she shouldn't have climbed out of it. Then the stranger looked around and saw that I was trying to get his attention. "Could I come in with you?" Elizabeth asked with a sweet, innocent voice. "Well, I have got to go swinging from tree to tree, catching and fighting monkeys." "Ouch!" Elizabeth burst into amazement. Elizabeth started talking calmly. "But the thing is, I haven't been out in 13 years and I have got no windows and no one to live with." The stranger replied, puzzled. "Well, in that case, yes, indeed." Off they went into the wild, fresh air. Elizabeth was feeling amazed that she was flying in the air on a wooden flying bicycle. Then they had been flying for 48 hours. They stopped twice for fuel and a drink of water. When they set off again, they found themselves in an upset situation. All of the bicycle was crashed into a humongous building. Lucky that he pulled out a fantastic object that could travel only one person. The object, which was so tiny as a pea, you couldn't even see it. How both of us was going to go home. "Well, I think you should come with me to see my giant sparkly castle," responded the stranger. "Of course I will," replied Elizabeth sweet. Off they went into the lovely palace and a couple years later they had their own house, a dog, and most of all, their own family.